Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. A big day in our nation's capital. The president and Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with the media at this hour. They are going to lay out a brand new peace plan for the Middle East. This is going to be spectacular. Coming up this afternoon, 4 o'clock our time, there will be a CAG rally, Keep America Great, CAG, and that'll be in of all places, New Jersey, not exactly a Republican stronghold. Why is the president going to Wildwood, New Jersey? We'll talk about that coming up in just a minute, because joining us, Mandy Merritt, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. She joins us from the swamp. Mandy, first of all, thanks for joining us. Let me just ask you, the president and Benjamin Netanyahu with a press availability scheduled for right now, where they are apparently laying out this peace plan for the Middle East. This is something that presidents have tried and failed and tried and failed. Are we on the brink of something spectacular here?
It looks like it, and this is just more of what we've come to expect from President Trump in the face of unprecedented obstruction from Democrats and from the left and from the mainstream media. President Trump continues to get things done, and that's what we're seeing. Just in the past few weeks, he's gotten USMCA over the finish line. He's gotten phase one of the China trade deal signed. He's now, like you said, meeting with this historic Middle East peace plan. All of these things, and Democrats, all they can do is focus on this impeachment charade. The contrast could not be more stark between what Democrats want the American people to focus on, but what President Trump is actually doing for the American people and for this country. And that's continuing to deliver result after result for this country.
And this afternoon, the president will take his message directly to the people in Wildwood, New Jersey. A lot of people asking the question, why New Jersey? That's not exactly a Republican stronghold.
You're right. And I think this just shows how President Trump appeals to such a broad coalition of voters. New Jersey is typically a blue state, but we've seen over 100,000 people request tickets to this rally. And that's because of President Trump's pro-growth agenda that's delivered results for New Jersey. Just in New Jersey alone, we've seen over 133,000 jobs added to New Jersey since President Trump was elected. And I think we're a perfect example of what we're going to see tonight. Representative Jeff Van Drew is going to be standing side by side with President Trump, who is a someone who not only just showed that he was tired of this impeachment charade from the left, but he switched parties, joined the Republican opposition to this impeachment charade, joining that bipartisan team that is against this impeachment charade, showing that there is this team of just complete sham that this impeachment charade is, that this case for impeachment is so thin that it not only galvanized support from all sides, but it brought people over to the Republican movement. And I think that contrast is just going to be so clear tonight that Democrats would rather have American voters think that everything is just doom and gloom. But President Trump is going to be showing the American voters, talking directly to the people about how great our country is doing. We have over 7 million new jobs. Unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. New manufacturing jobs, new wage growth for over 20 months in a row. I mean, America is doing great. New Jersey is doing great. And that is what President Trump is going to be talking to tonight.
Again, Mandy Merritt joining us, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Let me just add, does this portend maybe some sort of 50-state strategy for the president's reelect? I mean, is this a sense that this president isn't afraid to go anywhere, that a 50-state strategy might be in the offing?
You're exactly right. We are going after every vote, and that's because not only does President Trump's historic record of results and his message speak to so many voters, but we also have the resources to do it. The RNC and the Trump campaign, we have the biggest ground game and infrastructure operation in party history. We are seeing record-breaking fundraising numbers, and just since this impeachment charade began, we've seen over 600,000 new donors join our movement. We've seen over 100,000 new volunteers join our movement. And this is all just attributing to this massive groundswell of support that we are taking to every single state in this country and making sure that everybody can speak to President Trump's record of results and has the opportunity to take that message and go to the polls in November.
Now, I know that we see national polls and they tell you that's kind of a mixed bag, but one of the things that I found just over the last couple of months, that this president, whether it's Milwaukee or whether it's elsewhere, when this president goes out on the road to these CAG rallies, these Keep America Great rallies, it's not just Republicans that are in the crowd. I know in some of these rallies, upwards of half of the people that are there have no Republican affiliation at all. That means they're Democrats, they're independents. Are you seeing this across the board? Is this at most of the rallies where there are a lot of independents, a lot of Democrats that are there to see the president speak?
You're exactly right, Kevin. Just in this last rally in Milwaukee, there was over 58% of the voters there, of the people in attendance, were not Republicans. So President Trump continues to bring in people from all swaths of the coalition. Not just Republicans, but undecided, independents, Democrats. And I think something that continues to bring that number upwards is this impeachment charade. People are fed up about what Democrats are doing, how they're wasting their time in the majority, and how they're just continuing to focus on this partisan political vendetta. So they're coming out and listening to what President Trump has to say. He is the best messenger to take what he has to say directly to the people, and his rallies, I mean, they really are unlike anything else. They are a political movement not any one of these 2020 Democrats can compete with. And so these rallies in New Jersey and Nevada and in Wisconsin, anywhere you go, you are going to see voters from all sides of the aisle coming out to hear President Trump.
I want to ask a strategy question. You may have an answer, you may not trying to sandbag you on this, but I'm curious, from an RNC perspective, would you prefer a longer trial with witnesses or a shorter trial? Let's cut to the chase and move on.
You know, we're going to leave that up to Mitch McConnell, but I think that what we are seeing here is that the Democrats are trying to advocate for more witnesses and for more documents because they failed to make their case in the House. They're trying to dress up the need for this to continue going on in the name of transparency, in the name of accountability. But really all it's doing is showing the American people how thin their impeachment case really is. The facts are the facts. There was no quid pro quo. There was no pressure. The transcript has been released. The American people know that there was no crime committed. There certainly was no impeachable offense committed. And they would like the business to be going back to the American people, go back to legislating, get back to what all of these representatives were elected to do.
I'm curious because we see polling that's kind of a mixed bag, but I'm curious, you folks do a lot of data on voters, Republicans and Democrats and independents. Does the American people want, do they want this to be over? I mean, what is your sense of the American people?
Absolutely. Polls continue to show Americans are broadly opposed to impeachment, while the support for President Trump continues to grow, especially with the independent voters and those swing voters in places like Wisconsin, Nevada, Minnesota, all of those kind of swinger middle voters that we really need in order to win the election, both on the Republican and Democrat side. Those are really the voters that are just fed up with impeachment, and the ones that want this to just this madness to stop and get back to the business of the people. So really kudos to the Democrats for giving people a better, even more of a reason to be fired up for the 2020 election than they even were before.
Maddie, I want to ask you, because the Democrats, people like Al Green, people like Mad Maxine Waters, they're all saying the same thing, that even if the president is acquitted, there will be more impeachment investigations, more articles of impeachment coming out down the road. And the only way that we can combat that, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, is to recapture the House of Representatives and to shut these people down.
You're exactly right. These Democrats have been trying to take down this president since the moment he was elected. First, it was Russia, then it was Mueller. Now it's this Ukraine fishing expedition. Democrats know that the only chance they have of beating President Trump, because they know they can't at the ballot box in 2020, is by impeachment. So this is their Hail Mary. But we certainly need the House and the Senate. We need good people there to support President Trump up and down the ballot. So it is absolutely about making sure we have those people there in place that can support him and make sure that these endless investigations, this massive waste of taxpayer dollars and time, can end, so that we can get back to the business of the people and end this, these political vendettas.
In our final couple of minutes, the president, after today's CAG rally coming up 4 o'clock Pacific time in Wildwood, New Jersey, he will move on Thursday to Iowa, the scene of Monday's Iowa caucuses for the Democrats. And I'm just curious, what will he be trying to add to the mix on Thursday?
Well, what we're seeing in Iowa especially, I mean, these 2020 Democrats are barnstorming the state, but really, if they had it their way, they would never campaign in Iowa or Middle America ever again, because they are not only proposing a government takeover of nearly every aspect of American life, but they're trying to get rid of the Electoral College and so many of the things that our founding fathers have proposed and have made up America. So President Trump is going to be there to, again, talk directly to the people, remind Iowans of just the historic progress that we've seen, again, with the trade deals, the USMCA, phase one of the China trade deal, these historic progress that we've seen that have helped Iowa, that have helped the heartland right before they go to caucus. And this is going to make all the difference, because the 2020 Democrats are advocating for a complete reversal of the progress that we have seen under President Trump. But the American voters are not buying it.
Mandy, it is great to visit with you. Great to meet you. Thank you so much. And I know we'll talk again. The president keeps doing what he does for the American people, and I love it. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great one.
That's Mandy Merritt, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, joining us. Stick around, more to do as we continue. There was a news conference earlier in the day. In fact, just about an hour ago, the Democrats were going nuts. They want witnesses. They want Maya John Bolton. And it's getting ugly now as we're getting towards the end. We'll get to that. Also, the president with a photo op with Bibi Netanyahu. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
This is a Nevada Talk Network editorial. Speaking for Nevada Radio LLC CEO Fred Weinberg is talk host John David Wells.
This last legislative session, Governor Sisolak and his fellow leftist Democrats passed Assembly Bill 291, a bill that would strip any Nevadan of his rights to own guns and require immediate confiscation without any due process. This bill is in direct violation of the Second and Fourth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Fortunately, a citizens group is challenging this law in court, and all 17 of our state sheriffs have vowed not to enforce this flawed law. Leftists in Carson City have threatened to take legal action to have these sheriffs removed from office. Our sheriffs and their deputies have done their part to protect us in the past. It's time for us to rally behind them. Contact your local sheriff and thank them for standing up for your constitutional rights.
This has been a Nevada Talk Network editorial. Responsible replies are welcome.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now for a Tuesday. The president, while impeachment is going on down the road a piece in our nation's capital, the president's doing the work of the American people. He is meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, and they are unveiling a new Middle East peace plan. Let's take you to the news conference at the White House.
Today, Israel takes a big step towards peace. Young people across the Middle East are ready for a more hopeful future. And governments throughout the region are realizing that terrorism and Islamic extremism are everyone's common enemy. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of meeting with both the Prime Minister of Israel and a man that's working very hard to become the Prime Minister of Israel in the longest-running election of all time, Benny Gantz, of the Blue and White Party, and both leaders joined me to express their support for this effort, proving that the State of Israel looking for peace and that peace transcends politics by any measure, unmeasurable, that's what they want. On my first trip overseas as president, I visited the Holy Land of Israel. I was deeply moved and amazed by what this small country had achieved in the face of overwhelming odds and never-ending threats. The State of Israel comprises only a minuscule amount of land in the Middle East, and yet it has become a thriving center of democracy, innovation, culture, and commerce. Israel is a light unto the world. The hearts and history of our people are woven together. The Land of Israel is an ancient home, a sacred place of worship, and a solemn promise to the Jewish people that we will never again repeat history's darkest hour. During my trip to Israel, I also met with Palestinian President Abbas in Bethlehem. I was saddened by the fate of the Palestinian people. They deserve a far better life. They deserve the chance to achieve their extraordinary potential. Palestinians have been trapped in a cycle of terrorism, poverty, and violence, exploited by those seeking to use them as pawns to advance terrorism and extremism. I returned from my visit determined to find a constructive path, and it's got to be a very powerful path forward in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
There you have it, the President of the United States. We will continue with that news conference. Benjamin Netanyahu and the President of the United States at the White House, that the news conference still going on, and we'll dip back into that in just a little bit. Coming up, we're going to do more on the Kobe Bryant tragic death in a helicopter. Yeah. Also, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, will join us by phone just after 11 o'clock. They are speaking truth to power. Yeah. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's attorney general sitting down with Jewish leaders in Brooklyn, New York, to discuss steps to address a dramatic rise in anti-Semitic incidents there and elsewhere in America. William Barr saying that the country must send the message that there will be zero tolerance for such activity.
It strikes at the very core of what this country is about, and I've always felt it is particularly pernicious because it does target people based not only on their ethnicity, but also on their religious practice.
The Washington Post is suspending a political reporter over a tweet she made about the death of NBA star Kobe Bryant. Felicia Sunmez posted a link to a Daily Beast article about Bryant's past sexual assault case right after his death went public, and fans of the Lakers legend responded with immediate backlash. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241. Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Everybody, have fun tonight. Everybody, Wang Chung tonight.
I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Ah, you got to love it. It's Tuesday. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. I want to take you back to the White House. This is historic stuff. And I know it's being overshadowed in the fake news media by all the John Bolton manuscript stuff. And
you are fake news.
Yeah. Yeah. And impeachment. All of that is going on. And the president just keeps, you know, he's just a worker bee. He's just doing the work of the American people. Take you back to the news conference at the White House. This is Benjamin Netanyahu and the President of the United States.
To further this effort, I also
met with President Abbas at the White House. Forging peace between Israelis and Palestinians may be the most difficult challenge of all. All prior administrations from President Lyndon Johnson have tried and bitterly failed. But I was not elected to do small things or shy away from big problems. It's been a long and very arduous process to arrive at this moment. On Sunday, I delivered to Prime Minister Netanyahu my vision for peace, prosperity, and a brighter future for the Israelis and Palestinians. This vision for peace is fundamentally different from past proposals. In the past, even the most well-intentioned plans were light on factual details and heavy on conceptual frameworks. By contrast, our plan is 80 pages and is the most detailed proposal ever put forward by far. As I have seen throughout my long career as a dealmaker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer and much more prosperous. My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides, a realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security. Today, Israel has taken a giant step toward peace. Yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu informed me that he is willing to endorse the vision as the basis for direct negotiations, and I will say the general also endorsed, and very strongly, with the Palestinians, a historic breakthrough. And likewise, we have really a situation having to do with a race that is taking place right now. It will end, and we have the support, and it's very important to say this, of both parties and almost all people in Israel. They want peace, and they want peace badly. This is the first time Israel has authorized the release of a conceptual map illustrating the territorial compromises it's willing to make for the cause of peace, and they've gone a long way. This is an unprecedented and highly significant development. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for having the courage to take this bold step forward. BB, we have a lot of powerful people in this room, a lot of the people that can help make it work. So that's quite a thunderous applause. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will form a joint committee with Israel to convert the conceptual map into a more detailed and calibrated rendering so that recognition can be immediately achieved. We will also work to create a contiguous territory within the future Palestinian state for when the conditions for statehood are met, including the firm rejection of terrorism. Under this vision, Jerusalem will remain Israel's undivided, very important, undivided capital.
go under.
But that's no big deal, because I've already done that for you, right? We've already done that, but that's okay. It's going to remain that way. And the United States will recognize Israeli sovereignty over the territory that my vision provides to be part of the State of Israel. Very important. And crucially, the proposed transition to a two-state solution will present no incremental security risk to the State of Israel whatsoever. We will not allow a return to the days of bloodshed, bus bombings, nightclub attacks, and relentless terror. Won't be allowed. Peace requires compromise, but we will never ask Israel to compromise its security. Can't do that. As everyone knows, I have done a lot for Israel, moving the United States Embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing the Golan Heights, and frankly, perhaps most importantly, getting out of the terrible Iran nuclear deal. There's a lot of spirit in this room. It's true. You don't see it often. You don't see it often. Therefore, it is only reasonable that I have to do a lot for the Palestinians, or it just wouldn't be fair. Now, don't clap for that, okay? But it's true. It wouldn't be fair. I want this deal to be a great deal for the Palestinians. It has to be. Today's agreement is a historic opportunity for the Palestinians to finally achieve an independent state of their very own. After 70 years of little progress, this could be the last opportunity they will ever have, and last for a lot of reasons. We'll never have a team like we have right now. We have a team of people that love the United States, and they love Israel, and they're very smart and very, very committed. From your ambassador, David Friedman. To Jason and Avi and Jared. And they're all great deal makers, and they also understand the other side, and they want the other side to do well, because that's the sign of a great deal. And they understand that. And I just appreciate all of the hard work you put in, and so many of your other friends, and of course our great Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo.
Whoa. There you have it. The President. At a news conference at the White House,
that's
announcing
impressive.
A new Middle East peace proposal that appears to have been signed off on all sides.
I don't know if you saw that. They were having a standing ovation for Mike Pompeo.
Oh, my God.
So what does that say? That they're the it's a great crowd, and they're really understanding this message.
And they understand the historic nature of what's going on right now at the White House. Coming up, impeachment begins again in 15 minutes. The Demo Rats had a news conference. Again, Chuck Schumer railing about witnesses and documents. And he doesn't really have a leg to stand on. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play.
Let's take you back to the White House. Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, is right now speaking to this group at the White House announcing a new Middle East peace proposal. Here it is.
Friends on Capitol Hill, thank you. With the ambassadors of the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Oman, what a pleasure to see you here, and what a sign it portends. I was going to say of the future, what a sign it portends of the present. To all of you and to the many distinguished, other distinguished guests who are here today, this is a historic day. And it recalls another historic day. We remember May 14th, 1948, because on that day, President Truman became the first world leader to recognize the State of Israel after our first Prime Minister, David Ben-Gurion, declared our independence. That day chartered a brilliant future. Mr. President, I believe that down the decades, and perhaps down the centuries, we will also remember January 28th, 2020, because on this day, you became the first world leader to recognize Israel's sovereignty over areas in Judea and Samaria that are vital to our security and central to our heritage. And on this day, you too have charted a brilliant future for Israelis, Palestinians, and the region by presenting a realistic path to a durable peace. Since the moment of its birth, Israel has yearned for peace with our Palestinian neighbors and peace with the broader Arab world. For decades, that peace has proved elusive. Despite so many well-intentioned plans, one after the other, they failed. Why did they fail? They failed because they did not strike the right balance between Israel's vital security and national interests and the Palestinians' aspirations for self-determination. Too many plans tried to pressure Israel to withdraw from vital territory like the Jordan Valley. But you, Mr. President, you recognized that Israel must have sovereignty in the Jordan Valley and other strategic areas of Judea and Samaria. Rather than pay easy lip service to Israel's security and simply shut your eyes, hope for the best, you recognized that Israel must have sovereignty in places that enable Israel to defend itself by itself. For too long, far too long, the very heart of the land of Israel, where our patriarchs prayed, our prophets preached, and our kings ruled, has been outrageously branded as illegally occupied territory. Well, today, Mr. President, you are puncturing this big lie. You are recognizing Israel's sovereignty over all the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, large and small alike. These, as the distinguished pastors who are here know very well, these are places inscribed in the pages of the Bible. These are places carved into the bedrock of our common civilization. The sacred tomb in Hebron, where the fathers and mothers of the Jewish people are buried. Beth El, where Jacob dreamed of a ladder ascending to the heavens. Shiloh, where the Ark of the Covenant that held the Ten Commandments for centuries. That's what happened in Shiloh. Thanks to you, Mr. President, these areas and so many others that for millennia have been etched in the soul of the Jewish people and it fired the imaginations of millions of people around the world and across the world. These areas will now be recognized by the United States as a permanent part of the Jewish state.
There you have it, Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, a live photo op with the President of the United States. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out right now on your smartphone, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Yeah, that we make it easy. libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Now, coming up, busy show. There is a journalistic ethical conundrum that has developed over the last 72 hours since the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. It involves TMZ. They went out on a limb and they confirmed that Kobe Bryant had died. At 11:24, TMZ posted the story that essentially stunned the world. But a lot of people are saying this is wrong. A lot of people are saying this should not be. TMZ should have waited until the media released anything about Kobe Bryant dying. That it was just unfair to families to hear this, not from the police, but from TMZ. Or from their smartphone blowing up. We'll talk about that. And did TMZ do something wrong? Or were they just maybe not adhering to normal journalistic standards? By the way, who picks up those standards? We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now.